Welcome back to another Daily Walk. Today I want to talk a little bit more about in-depth Bible study. I talk a lot about everybody should read their Bible every year at least one time cover to cover. Now, whether that's getting a traditional Bible layout in Genesis through the Old Testament and into the New Testament as it's organized, or what I like better is to do a chronological that will dip in the prophets at the historical points that make sense and organize things more in a better, more timely sense as to how things were written. But I still completely firmly hold true to that. And, you know, every day I spend about, you know, half hour or so reading, which we'll read the Bible twice in a year, cover to cover. You spend an hour on just reading quickly through the Bible, you're going to read it through four times a year. I encourage everybody to do that. However, we also need to have time where we do a more in-depth Bible study that that more in-depth Bible study is going to cover, it's going to take a while to do. And so for comparison, I brought a Bible here just for the comparison of the time it should take you to go through. So way back when I first moved out onto the road, we started, me and a friend of mine started doing an in-depth study of the minor prophets. Now, the minor prophets, mind you, is this small section right here. This is Hosea down through Malachi in this particular Bible. Let's see, it's page 557 to 594. So in this kind of basic small Bible, we're talking 40, 50 pages through this. It took us 5 years to get through that. So I want to talk a little bit about that in-depth type of Bible study, and everybody should be doing it. Now, I've wanted to study the Old Testament prophets for a while, and my friend wanted to, so we both did. So what was our process? Well, first we kind of start with first is the order and organization. Now, sometime early on, we were actually reading the context around each of the prophets, and oftentimes that kind of built itself into our discussions. But we'll decide, for example, just looking at Hosea here, what is the length of our first study going to be? Are we going to do all of chapter 1 or maybe half of chapter 1, something like that? So we pick out the number of verses, and then we're going through and we're going to read it in multiple different translations. And I like the NASB for my basic teaching and my basic reading and basic study. I just find it's the best because it gives us a direct Greek transliteration from the most ancient, most complete of manuscripts. There's obviously some fighting and debating about that. I'll look at the King James. I'll look at the ESV. I might even look at the Nearly Inspired version. This one's an NLT. Don't get much more nearly inspired than that one. But you look at it from a variety of different perspectives because each author could, or each translation committee rather, could give you a little bit of different insight. Now, sometimes, and I found a few times in this one, it was kind of a weird and a wrong translation. There's times, if you go through our studies, that I'll say, yeah, the NASB does not translate this part well. So there's things like that you have to remember. There is no perfect translation. Even that one handed down by Jesus himself to the pilgrims coming across, you know. Now, the King James is not perfect either. There's a lot of issues in a lot of different translations. And all of your basic mainstream ones are going to be fine. But you should read all of them. So we start with reading those, and then oftentimes we like to prefer to interpret the Bible with the Bible. So we're going to look at cross-references. A Thompson Chain Reference Bible is really good for this. It gives you a lot of the good archaeological, historical data behind it, but it'll also link in verses. You can also use concordances to match keywords together, or just in your daily reading through the scripture, you'll remember hearing about something over here versus something over there. And so you get this more in-depth study of doing the scriptures just by the matter of reading through it multiple times, thinking about it, and looking at those biblical references. Now, it is also true, and many of the greatest pastors, they will go back and look at commentaries as well. So we looked at commentaries. John MacArthur had a great commentary just out on Zechariah. So I was actually reading through that whole commentary as we went, we'll do 6 months, I think, on Zechariah on the channel. Looking at all those different sections, read through the commentaries there. I'm also reading Boyce's commentaries while we go through things. And you might look and see what other people have commentaries. You might, you know, dig into maybe Calvin's commentaries or just a number of different resources. Not that any of those individual resources are perfect. It's just that they give you different perspectives of those verses and sections over time, by which then you can pray and see where does the Spirit lead you as to what is the truth of this. Now, is there downsides to this? Yes. If you look, for example, at, I forgot his name off the top of my head. The man that had all the orphanages in England there, it'll come to me right as soon as I turn off the camera, right? So he basically said he did the best living in his Christian life by doing away with all forms of commentaries and other, all external sources went directly to Scripture. If you can make that work, that is definitely more ideal than the commentaries. But you might get historical references and historical points in the commentaries you may not get otherwise. And so you have to carry in mind that the commentaries are not inspired as the text is inspired. We should read through them and understand them a little bit. You might even consult some theology texts, see if there's any points of theology that are surrounding these individual verses. And then you'll gain this broader perspective of what these verses actually mean. Now, what I would avoid is deeply denominational teachings on particular things. You know, what exactly, if the Baptists have come up with some specific translation or one verse that doesn't seem to align with anybody else, man, question what the Baptists are doing right about that point in time. So don't gravitate towards an off-taught doctrine. That's why I like to, and I in fact wrote in my book, The Art of Shallow Neighboring, which is a parody of the book, The Art of Neighboring. The authors in that book completely warped a very clear parable that has been agreed upon for thousands of years by every single denomination. And they decided to write a whole book debunking it. That's nonsense, bordering heretical. And we have to keep that type of stuff in mind. So as you're reading commentaries, places that they agree on in different perspectives are probably the things that have a whole lot more bearing on truth than if you have one guy that has a brand new interpretation and wants to do, you know, leaps and bounds to try and fit that interpretation into a mindset. Be aware of that type of stuff, but also be aware of that in your own thinking. If you're coming to a conclusion based on a passage and you can't find anybody else that agrees with that, I'm not saying you're completely wrong, but I am saying you should question why hasn't any scholars over the centuries come up with a similar thought. That's just something to keep in mind. So ultimately, as Christians, we have to engage in Bible study, and we have to do a lot of Bible study. And as much as I like doing that very quick, broad overview of the Scriptures, there's times you need to dig deep and spend 5 years on 40 pages of this Scripture so you can gather an understanding. So of course, we finish all of our Old Testament minor prophets. The rest of those studies will be up on the channel soon. Then we're going to take a little bit of break off. And then my friend and I are going to go back through and study some letters in depth. So, you know, it might take us a year to get through Ephesians. Who knows? But we're going to spend some time on that. All this to say, you should have a time when you're reading your Scriptures as a quick, broad overview. But then you should also have a time when you're reading your Scriptures with such detail it takes weeks to get past a single chapter. Those are the ways you should be doing things, and just keeping that in mind as you're studying and wanting to study Scriptures, what are the best ways to do it? Best ways to do it, solid, strong, in-depth study. That is how you gain a whole lot more understanding of it. Then you need that broad to put in the pieces and bring those things to remembrance. So let me know your thoughts about all those in the comments down below. Have a look at the website, ourwalkingchrist.com/support, if you want to help support the channel. Thanks for watching, and hope that you enjoy your daily walk in our Lord.
Thank you for tuning in. Our Walk in Christ podcast is a listener-supported presentation. For more information about how you can help, check out ourwalkingchrist.com/support or our Patreon page at patreon.com/TomM. That's TOMM. Digital and paperback books are available on several online bookstores or at our website. Once again, the website is ourwalkinchrist.com.